boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another episode of the broadcast.
We survived Friday the 13th. We're here.
We have another Friday the 13th next month.
I know, it's crazy.
And one again in November.
It's good stuff.
So be afraid. Mwahaha.
It's an evil time. You gotta let your freak flag fly.
Well, you know what's even more evil?
What?
That today is Valentine's Day.
Boo! Stupid Cupid.
Freaking love and all that stuff.
Mushy.
We're not bitter.
No, not at all. Not
well,
at all.
You do have a boyfriend there, Taryn.
I know, but he's out of town for
That's
the weekend.
Bull crap.
They play AAU basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It is the craziest, like, commitment financially and with your time. Every weekend there's a tournament somewhere. So they're actually down in Portland this weekend. But, you know, you add it all up, it's X amount of hundreds of dollars to be in the tournament. Then it's $600 for the hotel. And plus you got to buy meals. It's like $1,000 weekend just to go play, you know, a couple basketball games.
Dang. But I mean, you'll have fun. It'll be a fun activity and stuff.
And now you get to be my date for tonight.
Yes, you are my galentine.
My galentine. I'm excited though. It's going to be really fun. I like doing girly things with girls.
By the way, if you guys would like to contact the broadcast, we have a phone number 253-271-9343, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com. But we also have a Facebook page, so feel free to hit us up there. We'd love to hear from you.
Twitter at thebroadcast999,
something like that. I'm not really good at Twitter. I'm not good at the Twitters. I just get really fed up with it real quick.
I finally like started to understand Twitter a little bit this last year, but when I first started it, I would call my sister and ask if this was an okay tweet to send. I was like, does this make sense? And she's like, why are you asking permission? Just tweet it.
I'm just bad. I don't know. I just get so annoyed because then like I'll post one thing and then 100 people, like you'll have a bunch of people like messaging you and then you get confused on who's who.
Yep, I totally know
what you mean. As opposed to Facebook where it's just all right there. Yeah. I don't know.
But I feel like there are more jerks on Facebook though. Everyone's on Facebook, so the percentage of jerks is higher.
It increases.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if people really don't like you, why would they follow you on the Twitters?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Anywho, enough about that. It is Valentine's Day like we said, so we're going to have another themed podcast. Like we did for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a little, what is it? A little sappy. A
little bit.
A little sassy.
Mm-hmm.
And very smart-assy, because who are you dealing with?
Yeah. We are smart-asses in every sense of the word. It's our middle names, pretty much.
Should we go with sappy first and get it out of the way, or should we do...
I say sappy. Let's get it out of the way.
We're doing one sappy thing. So if you're not into sappy, you can just skip ahead a little bit. But I found this and I thought it was adorable because who doesn't love love letters?
That's pretty sweet.
And who doesn't love Johnny Cash?
I love Johnny Cash.
Well, this recently was popped up on the internet. You probably saw it shared on Facebook a couple hundred times because it is 'tis the season to show off how much you love your significant other or show off how much you pretend to love him. I don't know. But this letter was written by Johnny Cash to his wife, June Carter, on her 65th birthday, 1994. And he wrote it from when he was in Denmark.
Aww.
He writes, "Happy birthday, princess. We get old and get used to each other. We think alike. We read each other's minds. We know what the other wants without asking. Sometimes we irritate each other a little bit. Maybe sometimes take each other for granted. But once in a while, like today, I meditate on it and realize how lucky I am to share my life with the greatest woman I ever met. You still fascinate and inspire me. You influence me for the better. You're the object of my desire and the number one earthly reason for my existence. I love you very much. Happy birthday, Princess John."
Oh, John.
Freaking Johnny
Cash.
The
man in black being a sap. That is pretty sweet. And you know what? I have to say, one of the first things that Brad and I, when we were dating, we would always write each other, like, we'd leave each other notes or write, like, mm-hmm. love letters. And I'll be totally honest, I think we've kind of gravitated away from that. You know, we've gotten a little complacent because mm-hmm. we've been together for a few years now. But I feel like now I need to maybe write him a love letter.
That'd actually be pretty adorable. Just start making a habit, especially because you're kind of a... what is it? What do they call it? Vagabonds? The people who are on the road?
Yeah.
Just kind of leave a note and see how long it takes for him to notice.
He used to leave notes like I'd find it in my car later. Mm-hmm. Like he would always sneak a note in or you know, put it in my purse or something like that so mm-hmm. I would find it later. And he is way more, of a romantic than I am. I mean, I have romantic tendencies, but he just is naturally a very mm-hmm. romantic person. So I'd like try to keep up with that sometimes.
Which is like, this is a little tip for all you guys. Guys sometimes think that girls only want the jewelry, the flowers, the candy, but it's those little things. And if she only cares about the jewelry and the money, then maybe she's not the right person for you, or a nice person. I don't know.
And you know what?
I mean, no judgment. I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting nice things, but if you will get mad if you do not have those things, then maybe you need to reevaluate life a little bit. Just saying.
Yeah. And for me, like, one of the things that I like getting gifts. Who doesn't like getting gifts?
That's the funny thing. I'm the opposite in a weird way, and I'll explain later.
But the gifts that I like are either typically handmade gifts or like adventures. If someone gives me like an experience rather than something tangible, like Brad and I did an eagle watching trip. We floated the Skagit River and went eagle watching, and that was my birthday present from him. And it was amazing. And now I have all these great pictures and memories, and it was so special. And like, I love gifts like that. So, you know, take them bungee jumping, go skydiving, go eagle watching, do that kind of thing. I mean, it's fun to create an experience and a memory rather than like flowers. They're gonna freaking die.
Yeah, like, even if you dry them out,
I used to always do that. I would dry flowers, and then I'm like, what the hell am I gonna do with them?
I had an ex who would always get me flowers, but he was broke as hell, and I was very appreciative. I've never once said, oh, why the hell? Like, I was always like, please save your money. Like, let's do something else instead. Yeah. Like, let's... but then when you end up with so many dried flowers, yeah, what the hell are you supposed to do?
I ended up tossing them. Like, I think I saved every freaking rose I ever got from a boy, and I had, like, vases full of dried flowers, and I was like, this is the dumbest thing. That makes me sound like I had a lot of boyfriends. I didn't. I had like three, but for a long period of time. But I had saved all these flowers, and then I just ended up tossing them because they die.
I mean, they're lovely. Get a fake one, maybe.
Yeah.
I know there's a side note. There is a store here in the U District of Seattle called Gargoyle Sanctuary.
Ooh.
And it's a kind of like a pagan store. They have, that's where I get all my jewelry or my rings, and they have really awesome artwork and incense and that kind of stuff. Nice. It's a really awesome store.
Old Nag Champa.
Yeah, and they have these really beautiful leather-made roses.
Oh, pretty.
And so that's another way to go.
Well, my sister, her boyfriend works with metal. He's like a steel worker. Mm-hmm. He made her, and I'll have to show you a picture of it. I might just post it on the broadcast Facebook page. I'm going to tweet it out, too. But he made her a rose out of copper. So he took a big sheet of copper, cut petals, put them all together, used like copper wire to tie on leaves. I mean, it's like literally the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
That's pretty.
So then I texted a picture of it to Brad, and I was like, look what Nathan made for Lane for Valentine's Day. And he was like, oh, man, I'm not going to be the favorite anymore. Like, Nathan wins.
Especially since he's out of town. Damn you, Brett. Now,
Brad,
just kidding.
I'm alone.
No, you're not. You got me.
I do. I got my girl. My work wife.
Yeah, so, but it's like little notes is some of the best things you can ever do.
Hell yes. Even if it just says, I love you. You don't have to be like a freaking Shakespearean, you know.
Poet.
Yeah, nothing like that. It just a little heartfelt.
Like, reason I love you, number 95. You.
Totally.
You pick your nose when you think I'm not watching, but I do, and I think it's hilarious when you flick it. Like, stuff like just... Have fun with it. Yes. There's no need to really go crazy.
No pressure for gifts and spending money. Plus, Valentine's Day is just a created commercial holiday. Yeah. It doesn't actually mean anything. Every day can be Valentine's Day if you want it to be.
And I remember once, like, when I was in high school, the boyfriend I had in high school, what I got him for Valentine's Day, and everyone made fun of me for it. I bought him a book, and they're like, you got your boyfriend a book for Valentine's Day? I'm like, hey, it's the Zombie Survival Guide, and he loves zombies.
Aww.
And this is the book he's been eyeing for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, when he got it, he flipped out. He was super excited. So it's just nice to do something like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to be what everybody tells you to do. You don't have to get a watch or a tie or jewelry or whatever. But
even, like, I mean, it's... Making somebody a meal on Valentine's Day, too. Like, yes, you can go out to a fancy dinner, and that's fine and
all
that.
You gotta sit there, and while everybody else is having their fanciness, and probably three engagements, whatever, happening.
And every place is totally packed full. I mean, they're going to be at full capacity. So the service isn't always fantastic on Valentine's Day. Make someone a meal. Show them you love them as the kitchen magician.
Side note, if you do go to a restaurant, please remember to tip your waitresses and waiters or whatever accordingly, because this is a crappy day to be working.
Yeah.
So
watching everybody canoodling.
Yeah, and you're just sitting there like, and I have to bring everyone food and drinks and work.
Ugh.
Why not? Help him out. Yeah. Help a brother out. We do have a few other interesting stories.
Yes.
Did you know there's an Instagram page? I think this is hilarious. It's dedicated to hot dudes reading. It's in public places. It's literally the Instagram is hot dudes reading. God. And it's somebody, again, I don't know if it's just one person, he or she takes pictures of hot dudes in public places reading books.
And then posts them.
And then posts them, or if it's they're getting them from other people or sending it to them or not. But one dude, he's reading on a subway and says, "Dapper dude alert, damn, whatever Prossy's reading cannot match the beauty of all that beard. He's like the hot English professor of my dreams, only with way better hair. Hashtag voluntary detention, hashtag hot dude reading," and stuff like that. It's just...
Oh my God, I'm totally looking at it right now on my phone.
It is. I'm conflicted on this because I love it. I think this is awesome. It's funny. But isn't that kind of creepy that you're taking pictures of people who don't know you're taking pictures of them?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if it was the vice versa, if it was a guy taking pictures of hot girls on the subway reading, or let's say hot chicks on the subway, you know, not sitting ladylike or something, people would be kind of freaking out that you're taking pictures of people who don't know you're taking pictures.
Oh, yeah. Well, this one, this one that I just found, the caption is kind of creepy.
What is it?
It says, "This brawny bookworm is too preoccupied with Poe to notice the rumbling of a passing train or the beating of my telltale heart.
Ugh.
His focus may be admirable, but his attention should be elsewhere." It's like, hey, yeah, you're a stalker.
Yeah.
But it's funny. I like the concept, but it is creepy.
Legally, it's totally legal because I took a couple photography classes when I was in college before dropping out. Woo!
Oh yeah.
And one thing we learned the ethical versus the legal and all that stuff. Like, you can take a picture of somebody in their front yard, but if you have to do that ethical debate. Is it nice, or it's like, hey, my neighbor just walked out in his robe and it flew up and you could totally see his junk. It's like, technically it's legal to take that picture because it's in public. But would you want to post it on the internet? That's not really ethical.
Yeah.
It's not really nice. So it's kind of, it's what she's, he or she's doing is totally legal. But wouldn't that be weird? If like, it's just like the people who end up being memes. Doesn't that suck?
Oh, I would be so sad. I hope that never happens.
Unless
to
it's a good meme. Because like the awesome girlfriend meme. Oh, yeah. There's just like the ridiculously phonogenic runner, ridiculously phonogenic metal guy. Oh, he's cute.
Oh, yeah.
So I know. Yeah, he's very cute. So
I'm always worried that like one of my drunk pictures from college is going to like end up in a meme, you know? Ugh, I don't know.
No. So, yeah, it's like I have mixed feelings. It's awesome. It's hot dudes. I don't mind looking at hot dudes. But yeah, we'll see. Maybe they get permission. I don't know.
But have you ever done that thing where like you're trying to get a picture of someone, so you're like, hey, stand over there. I'm going to pretend to take a picture of you, and I'm actually going to take a picture of that guy.
Or you take a selfie and they're
in the background. Yes, I have totally done that. So I am also a creepy stalker person.
But sometimes, like, I get it. Like, I think I've taken pictures like, oh my God, this person looks just like you.
Oh yeah,
that kind of a thing. It's
like doppelganger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
No, I had some lady, like I went to Hot Topic the other day at the Northgate Mall. She's just like, hey, I have a lot of doppelgangers.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, oh, you work at the store right down the way. Nope. Don't work in the mall.
Sure don't.
She's like, but I've seen you in here before. I'm like, I've been coming into you've transferred stores. I've seen you from when you worked at the Hot Topic in Everett since I was like 15.
Oh my gosh.
So I recognize you. She's like, oh, that must be it. I'm like, yeah, you're good.
Somebody tagged me the other day in a picture and he was like, hey, your Tinder name is different than your real name. And it was like some girl named Julie or something. And she legitimately did look a lot like me. It was kind of funny. I'll have to find it.
That's kind of hilarious.
But she had like a hat on and blonde hair, like a beanie and blonde hair. And I'm a beanie wearer a lot. Anyway, it cracked me up. So some girl on Tinder
looks like
is my doppelganger.
We should do a thing. If you guys ever see doppelgangers of us, please send us pictures.
I want to see more of me.
I'm curious. Well, I've had that since I was like 12 years old. My bus driver at the time said to me, she's like, you look just like my husband's new wife. You look like you could be sisters with her.
Oh,
but this
gosh.
Is before, you know, smartphones and even really texting or anything like that. So I never saw a picture of this woman. And, you know, obviously she's an adult.
Yeah.
So she's at least got 10, 15, 20 years on me. So I don't know what she looks like now.
Too funny.
Maybe she's me from another dimension.
She's probably super hot, though.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I think he's super hot.
But today is a day not only about love, but if you don't have a love in your life, what is your next best love? Usually alcohol.
Oh, God, yes.
Responsibly. I mean, you love responsibly.
Yes. I love my alcohol.
And I actually saw a story. I don't know if you saw it. It's that vodka sales are actually going down because more women are drinking whiskey.
Which I am. I've always been a whiskey girl, so I'm like, more power to the ladies who figured out how awesome that brown liquor actually is. You don't do whiskey, right? You do rum.
I do. I'm a rum girl.
Yeah. See, I've had some struggles with rum in the past, so I have trouble with it now.
If it's a mixed whiskey drink, I'm fine, but if it's like a whiskey shot, that's when my mouth is just like...
Yeah, if I'm going to shoot whiskey, mm-hmm. it has to be like semi-decent whiskey, but yeah. I prefer... If I'm going to drink semi-decent whiskey, I'd rather just sip it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... Like, oh, I remember one time one of my friends bought me a shot of super nice whiskey, and I took it down, like, just whoop, and he was like, no, that was supposed to be one for sipping, and I could tell the second that I shot it that it was a fantastic whiskey and that I did not enjoy it the way I should have, and I felt like a jerk.
No, but isn't that... It's crazy, because I feel like I know more and more girls, and I wish Sarah was here, because she's totally about the whiskey, and you look at her, and, like, the way, quote-unquote, the stereotype would be, you would think she's, like, a cherry vanilla vodka girl.
Oh, yeah.
And they're saying that, like, more women are kind of going into the, quote, gender-neutral, like, you know, they're
gender-neutral drinks?
Yeah, or they're defying it, but it's just... It's kind of silly that that's even an issue. It's like, we like drinks that men would drink, so they're not necessarily men drinks. They're everybody drinks, which, okay, cool.
Oh, like, yeah.
Well, and I feel like we should just drink what we want. Doesn't matter if it's totally. A guy drink, guy, girl drink. I know Top Shelf from the morning show, he very much likes the girly drinks sometimes.
He
likes whiskey, but he will drink the girly drinks.
That's awesome.
I just like something that tastes good, and if depending on what my mood, if I'm just drinking to get a good buzz or if I'm drinking to get after it.
Oh yeah.
There's different things. Still do it responsibly. Don't drink and drive. Don't hurt yourself. Don't get yourself too sick.
Call an Uber, call a Lyft.
Yes.
With vodka though, I mean, I do love vodka drinks, and one thing I'm really into right now, or I've at least been enjoying for the last few years, are the Moscow Mules.
Oh, okay.
So it's vodka. Uh-huh. I'm like, what does it start with? Vodka, ginger beer, and lime juice.
Huh.
Like little lime wedge garnish. Delicious. And they serve them in the copper cups, you know?
Okay.
And there's something about the copper. You can drink it with not in a copper cup, but there's something about the taste of copper kind of just on the cup. It's delicious.
Huh.
So I do like that because I'm not a sweet drink person, and I feel like a lot of vodka drinks end up being like, you know, Appletinis or Cosmos, and that's like, I can't do that. I'll get sick because it just, sweetness.
It will mess you up the next day.
But a Moscow Mule, as far as vodka goes, is one of my favorites. Also, shameless plug for Workers Number 9 Vodka.
Right.
But the Tardy Terran that I invented with their glorious assistance and guidance. Another one, like a vodka drink that's not sweetsy. And as far as whiskey goes, back in the day, I mean, I've always been a whiskey girl, but for a long time I would drink whiskey sours.
Okay.
And those are almost a little bit too sweet for me now. Uh-huh. So now I like, I'm on Makers on the Rocks. Hell yeah. Or just Jameson.
Or, I mean, if we're going back to Workers Number 9, if you do like the sweet, you should try out the iPuppy, which is sweet, but it's not too sweet. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good balance.
I tried your Bev. I've tried Vicky. I've tasted Vicky's
beverage.
But it's good to, sample things and find things that you like.
I just found us. We were talking about drinking, and I thought, wonder what if there's any like special drinks for Valentine's Day. And I found this article on heavy.com. It's Valentine's Day 2015, top five best drinking games.
Oh, nice. Valentine's Day. Is this for singles or people that are not single? Can anyone play these games?
Single, married, in a relationship, whatever your situation happens to be, Valentine's Day is the perfect time to party with those you love about love.
Oh, nice.
All right. So here are five games you can play to celebrate with your singlehood, with other single friends, or celebrating years of bliss with your significant other.
Cute.
But it says, please remember to drink responsibly. Never, ever drink and drive. Don't get yourself sick or put in the hospital because... that's not going to feel good, and it's not going to be awesome for your people around you.
No.
Number one is a circle of death / king's cup with three people, or three plus people. You need items or deck of cards and a cup of booze or beer. Circle of death or king's cup, I know it as king's cup, is an easy to play drinking card game, various regional differences. Here you will find the version played in New York City, and all you need is the deck of cards and your booze. And this is what all the cards mean.
Oh, gosh.
And this is all regional. So, I mean, you can look online. If you don't like these, you can pick other ones. So if you draw number two, you put all the cards face down and you just draw randomly.
Yes.
Number two is for you. So you give out two drinks to people. Three is for me. You take three drinks.
Ooh.
This does not mean shots. Side note.
This is sips.
Sips. Like if you have a beer, you take a drink. One, two, three. Just quick little gulps. If it's a shot, if you happen to have a shot, sip your shot. Do not take, no, don't do that.
You'll end up with 30 shots and then you'll not be in good. The hospital. Don't do that.
Four is for whores, so all the girls drink.
What?
Five is bust a jive, so you do a dance move with the next person. It's kind of like Simon Says.
Oh, so I like, need to remember.
Yeah, so like I do a move, whether it's like I clap two times, the next person can do either a dance move, and then the next person has to do all of them until somebody, excuse me, forgets all of them.
And somebody can't hang.
Six is for, you know, D's, so all the guys drink. Seven's heaven. So whenever the seven is drawn, you immediately point to the sky, and the last person to point to the sky has to take a drink.
Oh.
So last person drinks. Number eight is pick a date.
Ooh.
Pick somebody to drink with you. Every time you screw up or have to drink, they have to drink too. So they're your partner. And if they don't drink, you don't have to unless they're both dating each other. So like, let's say I pick you to date me. Whenever I take a drink, you drink. But that doesn't mean whenever you drink, I drink.
It's
unless,
only when you drink
unless
that
you
I have
pick
to
drink. Me if you get number eight.
I got it.
This reminds me. I went to a Halloween party years ago. And this is before I drove myself there and I had to drive myself back. And I didn't really feel like drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there making mixed drinks for everybody. And I make my own mixed drink with all the different fruit juices and soda.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there and everybody, for some reason that night, wanted me to drink. Because I only knew like a handful of people at that party. And I made friends with everybody there. And they're all trying to get me to drink and drink. And so I became like everybody's date. So I had to drink every time somebody else drank. And everybody would pick me to drink. And I'm sitting there with my juice. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, guys, this is hitting me.
Yeah, and when I leave, they're like, are you okay to drive? I'm like, I haven't drinking anything all night.
Trick to you.
And that's they're like, so but you funny. Made the same drink. I'm like, yeah, I made the same drink. You know,
Mine was virgin.
Except mine was the virgin one. All right, number nine, bust a rhyme. The person who draws a card says a word to rhyme. Orange, purple, and silver, or any other non-rhyming words are illegal. And then people go around. So if you say, you know, door, you know,
whore.
Store, whore, you know, and then the person who can't think of a rhyme or repeats one.
Drink.
Because they have to drink. Categories. So the person who draws this card picks a category like farm animals, brands of cereal, brands of liquor, whatever.
Cars.
The people then go around the circle naming things within this category. No repeats. Someone repeats or can't think of anything. They drink. The jack is never have I ever.
I always lose that one.
Me too. But my roommate's kind of a douche because he'll say something like he's a dude. He'll say, I've never, you know, ovulated.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never made out. Well, that's not true. He has kissed a dude. it was for something. It was a dare. He's like, never have I had sex with a guy. So all the girls are just like, I hate you, and stuff like that. So then we get really specific. It's like, I've never had sex with an Indonesian girl, and that's his girlfriend.
Oh, and you start calling people out individually? Oh, yes.
But basically, you put up five fingers, and the person who drew the card says something they've never done. And anybody who has done this has to put a finger down, and it can be dirty or as clean as you like. The person who loses all five fingers first drinks.
That's usually me.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure. I mean, you can do it one of two ways. The person who drew the card can say all of the I've nevers, or you can go around in a circle, and each person picks a different I never.
Ooh, I've never done the one where the person that picks it does all five. That would be kind of fun.
But he could also target somebody.
It's also very hard to come up with five things I've never done.
Right. I've never, no.
queen. Done heroin. never done that.
Question master is queen. This is the person is now the question master. So if I drew the queen, I am the question master until the next queen is drawn. This person can ask anyone a question. If they fail to answer the question with a question, they drink.
So that's like, how are you today?
What time is it?
Do you like bacon?
Why would you ask me that?
Is it raining?
Why would you want to know if it's raining?
How is your vagina?
Did you? Stuff like that. And then when someone's like, oh, my vagina's fine today.
Drink.
Number or king is make a rule. The rule is made that lasts until the end of the game. Rules can be compounding, so after all four kings are play, there will be four rules. So anytime the rule is broken, the person gets drink. So the typical rules we tend to play when we play King's Cup is the easy ones is you have to drink with your non-dominant hand.
That one sucks for me.
Yeah.
I am so terrible at remembering that.
So, you know, if you're right-handed, you have to have your drink in your left hand at all times. There's one where you have to be touching somebody or touching the table at all times or
Thumb master,
which is one that's in you can play in King's Cup. Thumb master is whenever you see anybody with their thumb on the table or whoever is the thumb master puts their thumb on the table. It's kind of like the heaven one where you all have to put your thumb on the table and the last person drinks.
Be quick. What's the one that I really like? Oh, when you can't point.
Oh, yeah, you can't point.
You can't point at people like you. You have to, like, nudge or...
There's another one, or you can't say you.
Oh, that would be hard.
Or you can't say drink, drank, or drunk.
Or you can't say names.
Yeah, or sometimes there's one where you have to all come up with new names, and you have to call people by those names.
Oh, that would be difficult.
That one's kind of fun.
Then the drunker you get, the harder it is.
And it's always you pick the dumbest names, too. Yes. Some people are like, oh, my new name is Bob. No. My name is Esmeralda. My name is Boo Boo Kitty F from Jay and Silent Bob. So stuff like that, you can get fun with it. I like the one where the drunk, because every time, you know, someone messes up, hey, you have to take a drink. Dang it.
Now drink. You drink.
Ah, wait, ah, you lose too.
Okay. I'm a big fan of drinking games. But yes. You know which one I thought of the other night? Mm. Don't judge me for watching terrible TV, but I am watching The Bachelor.
Okay.
But we bet on it. In my family, we use it. We do like a bachelor pool.
Okay.
So every week you have to guess who is going to be voted off or who's going to not receive a rose.
Kind of like Toppy in a fantasy survivor.
Yes, exactly. So we do, you say who's going to not make the cut. And then every week you pick who you think are going to be the top two women. And mm-hmm. then you also say who you think is going to win.
Okay.
So then at the end of the Bachelor, we add up every, you know, all the weeks of who got, you know, correct stuff. And then somebody wins money. But anyway, so I've been watching... The Bachelor. What was it? Where was I going with this?
A drinking game.
Drinking games. Oh, yes. Thank you. I was like, I was cracking up listening to how many times they say like. And then she was like, and I was like, oh my God, like. And I thought, if you had to take a drink every time one of those girls said like, you'd be in the hospital in the first 15 minutes of that show.
You should do one where every 20 likes you get a drink.
Oh my gosh. It is insane. And I say like a little bit, you know. Oh,
I mean, I feel like that's
like
a generational thing. That is our thing.
Yeah.
It's not, but probably
these,
not proper. But
these women are
worse.
Insane with the likes. And it almost makes it hard for me to watch because sometimes it's all I can focus on.
It's just like, shut up.
Don't say it.
You're pretty if you shut your mouth. Last one is ace is waterfall.
Oh, yeah.
So if you draw it, everybody drinks until the person who drew the card stops drinking. The last person to draw waterfall has to drink the cup or beer at the center of the cards. So sometimes the way we play it, we'll play with a can of beer
and you tuck
in the middle.
Card.
And you have to, when you draw a card, you tuck the card under the, what
the
is
tab.
It? The tab. And each person does that. And whoever cracks it goes, you have to drink the beer.
Yeah. And sometimes it's a very subtle...
You can feel it. Like, yeah,
you'll know. It'll bubble a little bit.
But with waterfall, yeah, the way I play it, if I'm you go with the person who's next to you. So if mm-hmm. I'm the person who got the waterfall, I keep drinking. The next person has to keep drinking as long as I'm drinking. The person next to them has to drink as long as they're drinking. So I could stop drinking. That person can stop if they want to.
Or they can keep going.
They can keep going and mess with other people. So it's kind of like a chain reaction.
Oh,
you have to wait till the person next to you stops drinking for you to stop.
Be careful, though, people.
Yes.
This can really mess you up.
This is probably what you do with something that has a very low alcohol content.
Yes.
Like a shot of one shot of alcohol per like a gallon of juice.
Yes. And make sure that if there is someone there that has a very low tolerance, that you play nice with them. You don't want to send your friend to the hospital.
No. Drink responsibly.
Hey, speaking of drinking, can we just really quickly like acknowledge the fact that neither of us are hungover today?
Yes!
Woo!
Nobody's hungover on the broadcast today for once.
This is literally the first time ever, ever in the history of nine episodes.
Right, I was going to say, it hasn't been too many episodes, but it is kind of funny.
That is pretty amazing.
I'm pretty proud of us.
I'm very proud.
But today's Valentine's Day. I think we're saving it for tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is like, I mean, it's as rare as seeing a unicorn, you know?
Right. Vicky and Taryn are sober and not hungover. All right, here's the second drinking game for Valentine's Day. You need three or more people, and it's drinking heads up. Do you guys remember heads up 7-Up? I think this is what this is. So all you need is, maybe not. But Heads Up 7-Up drunk would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious. This I might love actually, Heads Up 7-Up.
This
it's
might,
a great game.
I feel like this might be the same thing. I haven't read the whole thing yet. So items, phones with a Heads Up app, a cup of booze or beer. So it's an app developed by Ellen DeGeneres that can be purchased on both iOS or Android.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Do you want to explain it? Or?
Yes. So you would, on your phone, if you download this app, it will have a word, it might be a word or a person, and I'd put it like this on my forehead, so I can't see it, but you can, and you have to try to get me to say what is on my forehead without saying any of the words that are on there.
Okay.
So, like, let's say it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, you would maybe say, like, Terminator,
get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Unless it's one of the words that's not.
Exactly. So, and it might be something really, really, really obscure and random, but it's super fun.
Because I know there's that game as well where you can just have the host write a bunch of different little cards and you draw one and you just tape it to your head and you walk around and people kind of have to get like, make stereotypes or say something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Similar thing if you don't want to get the app, but
super fun.
That does sound like fun. But Heads Up 7 Up, I haven't played since elementary school. I think we need to do that.
I would love to play Heads Up 7 Up.
We need to talk about this. We will come up with an adult version of this.
Of Heads Up 7 Up.
Because I was always cheat and I'd look at the shoes.
I know you. You're wearing Converse.
It's like I just peek under my desk. Yep, that's you. Number 3 is Flip Cup. You need 4 more people. If you don't know how to play Flip Cup, it's easy to learn and can be played with lots of people. If you're having a party, you can go to Google. It gives me a video. So just go to Google, type in Flip Cup. Pretty easy. Number 4, Flip, Sip, or Strip.
Ooh.
The game explanation can be a little long-winded, so the pros at drinknation.com explained. Flip a coin. While it's in the air, call it heads or tails. If you guess right, pass the coin to your right. If you guess wrong, pass the coin to your left and either take one article of clothing off. Anything that in a pair counts as one item. So shoes or earrings or gloves, I don't know, counts as a pair or counts as one. Or take a drink. If you guess right, you can choose to flip again. Another successful guess lets you pass the coin to anyone of your choosing. A wrong guess has normal consequences.
Ooh.
If you guess right 3 times in a row, you may retrieve an article of clothing and put it back on. The coin is then passed to your right. This is great if you have a lot of single friends.
I love this game.
Unfortunately, I do not have a lot of single friends. So whenever I had a buddy for a housewarming gift, we already own a dirty Jenga or drinking Jenga game.
Oh, yeah.
My roommate, Tahiti, Steve, and I created it. We sat there and wrote the rules. It's kind of like King's Cup, but we wanted to stray away from King's Cup rules.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Rainbow Warriors. So you pick a color, and for every article of clothing that person's wearing with that color in it, you have to take a drink.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like black. Everyone wears black. I'm wearing, 3 articles of clothing with black on it. So 3 drinks, that kind of a thing.
All I ever wear is black. I'd be screwed in that regard.
So we made a drunk Jenga game, which was pretty tame because we have friends and relationships. My other friend decided, who was in a relationship for our housewarming party / Christmas party, got us a drunk Jenga, very inappropriate game. He said, I got in trouble with my girlfriend a few times over writing these.
Oh, no.
There's stuff like, take a body shot, remove an article of clothing, make out with somebody at the party, stuff like that. So I'm like, this is great. This is going to be mine because I'm the only single one here.
I win.
I don't have any single people to play this with.
Gosh.
I'm like, damn it. That would be fun.
You and me can just play together.
Kissy, kissy. And number 5 on this list is Just Drink.
Just drink.
Just drink.
Just take it straight to the dome.
If you guys have any other cool drinking games for sad lonely days, let us know.
Yeah. I'm always looking for new drinking games.
No, we do have to put our brains together and try to figure out a fun way to play Heads Up 7 Up.
Yeah, I would be down.
Because I remember I tried to be like as manly as possible and just pinch the crap out of their fingers so they'd think I was a dude.
Like, I got you.
No, but... Oh, we never actually talked about what our Valentine's Day plans are for today.
Oh, well, we have something very exciting going on, Vicky and I do. Well, I'm going to be working from noon to 6, obviously, on KISW. And after that, Vicky and I are going to get some pedicures.
Yes, because it's Galentine's Day.
Because it's Galentine's Day. And even guys, seriously, go get your feet treated once in a while.
Guys think it's all about getting your nails painted. It is not.
That's the last part.
Yeah, and you don't even have to do it.
No.
I was supposed to bring my roommate Tahiti Steve, but he bailed out. So I'm going to go with the lovely Taryn.
Yes.
I'm so glad.
It's the best. Like when my mom made my dad get a pedicure before they went to Hawaii not that long ago. And my dad was like, this is the greatest thing ever. Why did nobody tell me about this before?
Because you get your toenails cut. So guys, if you don't like cutting your nails or you're afraid you're going to, lose an eye when you snap that right off.
Oh gosh.
You'll have your feet soaked and you have a massage chair.
Yeah.
They'll rub your feet. Depending on where you go, sometimes you'll get a 30-minute leg and foot massage.
Sometimes they dip your feet in paraffin wax, do a little wrap. Some do hot stones.
Yeah, hot stones.
It's worth it, guys.
It's a massage for your feet and you get your nails trimmed.
And there's a trick.
And your feet
turn
all soft. And
if you do have a lady, get her a massage, but go with her and do a couple's massage. Mm-hmm. That's another great thing. Guys need to treat themselves.
I've only had one massage in my life, and it ended up being a couple's massage, and it was very lovely.
Oh, yeah.
And I walked out all shiny you with the oil.
Oh yeah, it was amazing. Except for when Brad and I went.
I wish we had more time. Let's go get a couple's massage.
When Brad and I went and got a couple's massage last time, he was snoring in the thing next to me, and the lady was like, I could kind of hear her snickering, and then I was kind of laughing, and I was like, that's so funny. So he was out cold. And one time I took him to get pedicures, and he turned the massage chair on, and then like I looked over 5 minutes later, and he was in the massage chair. So guys, it's very relaxing. Treat yourself.
If you're ticklish, be weary. My friend, she's super ticklish when they, because they'll rub a stone on your foot to kind of make it to really smooth out your dead skin. So if you have that raspy dead skin on the bottom of your feet, it happens, especially if you wear the sandals.
Oh yeah.
They'll scrape that right off for you.
Oh yeah.
My friend starts giggling uncontrollably.
I'm pretty ticklish too. If I really go like mind over matter and concentrate on not being ticklish, I'll be fine. But I have to really focus on it.
It is it's very lovely.
Yes.
I've gone with my guy roommate a couple of times. It's just super comfortable.
It's the best. So that's what Vicky and I are doing after I get done working today. And then we are going to venture down to the Columbia City Theater for a burlesque show featuring Lady Drew Blood.
I'm so excited to see her.
Now, what is the name of the show tonight? Do you remember?
I have it right here. I will give you all the information. Unfortunately, for all those who are hoping to attend, both shows, last I checked, were sold out. But
because they have two shows tonight, right?
There's an early show, one like at 7, I think, and we're going to the 10 o'clock one, which is pretty awesome. It's Hard Love Valentine's Day with Strip Screw Burlesque. At least that's the Facebook event, what it's called.
Nice.
I'm super excited because it's going to be a Disney-themed
burlesque. That's what I'm so excited about because I love me some Disney.
Yeah, it looks like it's sold out. Yeah, all remaining dates and prices for this event have sold out, so I'm super excited for them that everything is sold out. It is at the Columbia City Theater, but please check them out. They do a lot of burlesque shows. Or check out Lady Drew Blood. She's just amazing. She's super fun.
We love her.
I want to
hang out with her again because she's so much fun. And the Disney thing is great. And I think she said that there's another show coming up in March. So
yeah, so keep your eyes on that on Facebook.
And we'll keep you posted.
Yes, we'll post it on the Facebook.
We'll keep you posted. You don't want to miss out. I mean, these things sell out so fast because they are so freaking unbelievably amazing. So excited to see some talent tonight. So we're doing that and we're going to dress up.
Yes, we're going to get all sexified. We'll post some pictures.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be super fun. So Valentine's Day. And you know what? Here's another thing about Valentine's Day. Totally. It doesn't necessarily have to be about a relationship, like with a boyfriend or a girlfriend. We bought my mom flowers, and they arrived yesterday. We got her a hyacinth, and I was there when they arrived at my mom's house, and she cried because she just broke her wrist. Like, she's gone through some issues with that. So she's been a little bit emotional about, you know, being kind of laid up with a funky wrist. And when it came in the mail, she cried, and she was so happy. And, you know, you can really make somebody's day for Valentine's Day that isn't a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And then there's a commercial on TV right now where the kid goes and buys, like, chocolates and a little teddy bear and some flowers, and they show him making dinner, and he's all dressed up. He puts his tie on, and then his grandma comes in.
Aww.
And he does something nice for his grandma for Valentine's Day. So think outside the box.
It's about love. It's not about,
Yes, and there's many types of love. You can love, do something for your dog and your cat. Hell yeah.
I heard that people spend ridiculous amounts of money on Valentine's Day gifts for their pets.
Oh my
gosh. I forget the number, but it was ridiculous.
I don't know if I've ever bought my animal something for Valentine's Day, but I'm not opposed to it.
How about like Christmas? Do you do the Christmas thing?
Oh, they each get their own stocking.
Yeah, that's cute.
They get stockings with like tennis balls and treats and, you know, new chew toys and stuff. And they know. I feel like they know. Like, because when we hang up their stocking and there's stuff in it, they kind of,
there's something in there.
Mom, what is that? That's one of my dog voices.
I was going to say, that sounds like a dog voice. It's always a like goofy
guy. We always have like a dog voice. Like, it's the Dugs. That's what we call them. We call them the Dugs.
The Dugs.
And we always say that we love them. We love them dogs.
I did find another list, though. If you guys weren't motivated to do anything going out or whatever, I know Rev said he wanted to plan a spontaneous weekend out because we have a long weekend. Hey, let's go. Let's just go somewhere. Astoria, Leavenworth. And he's like, yeah, no, everything is booked.
Oh, it's horrible.
So we might as well stay home. Get your pajamas. Order some takeout.
I think it's supposed to be a pretty dry weekend, though, too. So do, like, if you live in the city, do some urban hiking.
Yeah.
You know, or if you live not in the city, do some regular hiking. Like, there's so many things you can do.
Side note, recently, I'm not a runner and I'm not a hiker, but there is a trail right by my house, like 2 blocks away. And I started, okay, I'm like, well, let me try the running thing. I got a good music mix for running on my iPod. And I ran the trail, ran all the way down. It was gorgeous. It's from like foresty and then it goes to like wetlands.
Ooh.
And there's like a little river creek next to it. And when you go all the way to the end, you get right to the waterfront.
That's
like water
nice.
On water. So
I saw your pic. And good for you for running, because the only time I'm running is
chase the churro. Yeah, chase the churro vendor.
The ice cream man.
But I did find BuzzFeed put out this article, 37 things you should do today.
Like any day or just Valentine's
Day? Well, I think they posted it for Valentine's Day, but this article says 37 things you can do today. Number one, it says darn your socks, which I think by the picture it means, you know, throw away your old socks or sew them up or whatever.
Yeah.
Number two, play the Wikipedia game. Apparently there's a link you can play now, and let's see what happens when I play it. So essentially you click one link and then you read what the Wikipedia article is, and then you just, you know, they have links to other stuff. Like, for example, the first thing it gave me was Andy Kaufman, which I could also just read about him, blah, 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 died, blah, blah, this. And he is from, something. He did something with Saturday Night Live. I'm going to click the link to Saturday Night Live. And you just essentially click and click and click.
You go down the rabbit hole?
Yeah, you go down the rabbit hole. Click Bill Murray. Go back down. The Royal Tenenbaums. You know, blah, blah, blah. Just start clicking. That's the Wikipedia game.
That
you can
awesome.
Do that on YouTube as well.
Oh, yeah.
You do the suggested video. So you start off with, I want to learn how to sew my socks. And then you end up, how do they mate?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Number three, shave all the pills off your sweaters.
Oh,
that's exciting. Four, practice speaking with a British accent.
That's hard.
Chip, chip, chir, chir, bip, 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 cheerio.
We suck at that.
I'm really good at when I'm drunk, I think.
Hello.
Hello, governor.
Cheerio.
Oh, hold on. I only know dirty things. I'm used to just saying really dirty things when I'm drunk in British accents.
Try to say beer can with a British accent.
It sounds like bacon in a Jamaican accent. Beer can.
It's so funny.
Oh, that's messed up. All right. Five, get into inbox zero. So go through all your emails and essentially delete them all or file them away.
I do that anyway. And Brad has like 2,500 emails in his inbox. And I get anxiety just thinking about that.
I kind of want to give you an anxiety attack.
No,
I save
Vicky.
All my emails because I learned this from Steve, the producer. He saves every single email he's ever gotten. The only ones I delete are, you know, ones I really don't need, like ads or whatever. Let's see if it'll tell me how many emails I have.
Oh my god. Is this in your inbox or are they filed away?
Some are filed, but most are in my inbox.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Type A is freaking out right now.
Let's see. I have 28,399 emails.
In your inbox?
Yeah.
No!
The cool thing is I could just search my entire inbox for what I need. But I save the ones I need. Like I have a folder for important info. Like when we get new info, like, hey, all our passwords are changed. I save it up in there. Here's this or whatever. I have those all saved. So the things I need on a more, you know, day-to-day thing, those all saved.
Well, I do. So I have folders and then I have folders within folders. So I have administration, promotions, KISW, rock reports, men's room, like whatever. I have so many folders and I have to get everything filed out.
I started doing that, but I've been here for over 5 years now. So it's just there's no way. I do that with Pinterest, though. I will tell you, I'm a Pinterest whore.
I'm not on Pinterest.
I recently got my roommate, Melissa, who's been on the podcast before. I've got her addicted to Pinterest. I'm like, you should get Pinterest. I showed her everything you can do. She's like, and she sat there for a good hour playing on Pinterest.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, not sorry, Melissa.
I'm afraid I'll get sucked in.
Oh, I do. I don't know if I'm going to do that to you. Maybe not yet. Number six, have brunch at IKEA.
Oh, yes. That's a great plan.
I love IKEA.
They also have amazing meatballs.
I've never actually had them. I've had the ice cream.
They do have great meatballs.
Seven, catch up on the internet.
On the interwebs.
Eight, and it's an old lady. Eight, inspect your belly button for lint. Number nine, cry.
I think it's good to cry every so often. Happy cry, sad cry.
All the above. Go watch a sad movie or a happy movie. 10, finally learn all the words to We Didn't Start the Fire.
We didn't start the fire. I don't know the rest of the words.
Number 11, do your taxes. F you, I don't want to yet.
I know, I got all my stuff and I owe every year because I, for trivia, I'm an independent contractor, so I always have to end up paying. So I wait till the last minute.
Same here, I don't even want to know. Oh, number 12, play chess with yourself. 13, write the word marble over and over again until it starts to look weird.
There are words that look weird like that, you know?
I'm trying to think. Genie. If you say it over and over again, it loses its meaning. Genie, 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 genie. I don't know. Learned how to roast a chicken is number 14.
I've always wanted to do that. I've never done it. A whole chicken? I've never roasted a whole chicken.
I think I've done Cornish game hens, but never a chicken.
Cornish game hens? You fancy, huh?
My mom wanted it. I'm just like, Mom, I don't want to eat this. All right, I'll make it for you, Mama. Number 15, do 2 sit-ups and give up immediately.
That's like what I do normally when I'm going to quote-unquote work out. Like, I feel accomplished.
Number 16, create a secret code to share with your closest friends.
I loved having secret codes back in the day.
I have one. Side note, you can use this. If I have a code and I teach this to all my ladies. If you kind of stand there and you kind of poke at your nose or you just kind of dab at your nose, that tells me that the person you're talking to is very creepy or annoying and you want to be saved.
Oh, I like that.
So I'll usually come up and be like, hey, honey, I need to go to the bathroom. Come with me.
Smart girl.
So that's like, I just kind of like poke your nose. And if I notice that, I'm just like, grab you, steal you.
Smart. Smart.
But some people don't catch on, and so I'm sitting there like, somebody save me!
Help! Help!
I don't want to be rude. Number 17, go to a cat cafe.
What the hell is a cat cafe?
There's cafes where, I know, at least in London, they have cats in pubs.
Oh my god.
But I'm assuming it's just like a cafe where you can go get coffee and there's cats. But I know there's bars with dogs, like you can bring your dogs to bars.
That's why I love a lot of the breweries up in Bellingham, is because they're dog friendly. Wander Brewing, Colchin Brewing, Skookum up in Arlington is dog friendly. And you know me, my crazy dog lady, so.
Yep.
And it's nice.
You don't like cats, do you?
I hate cats. I can't say I hate cats. I just do not prefer cats.
Yeah.
If it's a cool ass cat, then I'm going to be down with it. But if it's a shysty little brat,
like,
then
how
I'm
about Grumpy Cat? If we had Grumpy Cat here, would you play with Grumpy Cat?
I would not play with Grumpy Cat.
I would
Grumpy
play with
Cat,
Grumpy
and
Cat.
I would butt heads, I feel like.
I have allergies.
Yeah.
And I don't know what type of a cat and what type of dog triggers it. So I'm always just kind of weary of both.
Yeah.
But I would totally play the crap out of, like, with freaking Grumpy Cat or Bub the Cat. Oh. It's the little cat that has his tongue sticking out.
Oh.
Google Bub the Cat and it will brighten up your day.
Also Google Marnie the Dog, because Marnie the Dog is my favorite.
Number 18, cobble some shoes. Why not? Number 19, see how you would look with a mustache. Number 20, I mean, I already know what that's like.
I had my lip waxed yesterday, not going to lie. Got to get rid of the peach fuzz.
I might got to do that later before our date. Don't want to tickle you while we're intimate.
Lady makeout sesh.
Ooh. 20, eat all the good parts out of the healthy trail mix you bought.
You know what kind of trail mix I like?
I like M&M's.
Well, yes, I like.
Just
I like,
the M&M's.
No, I saw something one time that was like, trail mix is just M&M's with obstacles or something like that or whatever.
Trail mix is M&M's with obstacles.
M&M's with obstacles, very true. But there's this one called Santa Fe trail mix, and it's all spicy stuff.
Ooh.
Like it's nice. I mean, it's got some heat.
I actually really like the spicy, the spicier ones or the zesty ones.
Yeah, they're super yummy.
Number 21, learn quantum theory. I'm good. Number 22, call your mom. Did that today.
I did too.
Hey, high five.
Mama.
23, practice writing in cursive for the first time since the age of 8.
I suck sometimes at writing, at signing my name, because I don't even do it very often.
I just do scribbles now.
So the other day I was like almost re-practicing my signature because it's been so long. But I don't know about you, but I learned cursive like third grade,
same.
I think. But now they don't even teach it anymore.
Really?
No.
How the kids are supposed to sign their name?
I have no idea.
The
but they do not
probably.
Teach. They do not. I mean, in most schools, they do not teach.
That's crazy.
Cursive.
I mean, even I was. I mean, my gen. Like, I'm not that much younger than you, but I'm. I still learned it.
Yeah.
Which
I think they somehow. I think maybe because you're my brother's age. I think maybe my baby sister. She didn't learn cursive.
Interesting. How old is she?
23.
Okay. She's only 2 years younger than me. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Number 24, sniff your pits to see if your deodorant works. I think so.
It's good.
We're good.
Good.
25, read War and Peace.
Oh, I've read that.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's a little heavy.
Okay. So maybe if you really wanted to, go for it. 26, make really funny parody Twitter account. I have an idea for a Twitter account, but I feel like I'd have to be completely anonymous for it. But have you heard of the Bachelorette Frog or the Bachelor Frog? It's a meme.
No.
It's people post like their really disgusting confessions, like about what they do, like dudes or girls.
Ew.
And stuff. And I kind of wanted to create something like that, like dirty girl tweets or something. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
I don't know if I would do it or not. Number, because I hate Twitter.
We've been over this. Yes.
But if I did Twitter, that would be what I'd do. 27, adopt a naked mole rat, because why not?
Okay.
They're ugly as hell. 28, do some general filing. 29, clean the crumbs from your laptop keyboard.
Ooh.
30, teach yourself the Thriller dance. That's actually kind of cool.
I love the Thriller dance.
Thriller.
I'm doing it in my chair.
Yeah. Radio, yay. 31, color in a coloring book, which I have, and I do.
Coloring books are really fun. I'm not going to lie. That sounds ridiculously like juvenile probably, but I love coloring.
32, practice taking the perfect selfie. Bitch, I'm done. I got that.
I got that.
I know my angle.
I know the right filter.
Memorize a sonnet, recite it to your cat, or in your case, a dog, for number 33.
Is a sonnet 15 lines?
I don't remember. I think so. A sonnet, I mean, if it's 15 lines, that's a good amount to memorize.
Yeah.
We're almost done here. 34, look for money under your couch cushions.
I always find some. And dog hair.
I always just find crumbs.
And crumbs, dog hair.
And gum wrappers. 35, pluck your chin hair. Number 36, scroll through Netflix for 47 minutes without choosing something to watch. And number 37, sleep.
Oh, yeah. If I ever have spare time anymore, a nap is... I mean, I feel bad from, like, my youth. I never wanted to nap. Mm-hmm. Now in my adult life, I always want to nap.
Well, I couldn't nap when I was younger, even if I wanted
to.
Like, well, even, like, as a teenager or...
Even in college.
Before even working at the radio station, I could not nap for the life of me. Now I can nap anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I could fall asleep anywhere if I wanted to.
Oh, yeah. And
it's
I just,
almost
like,
ridiculous.
I always want to be horizontal. Like, when I get home, I'm like, I just want to put my head on the pillow.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice. But, yeah, even in college, like, I would sleep forever, but I would never nap. I would wake up at 11:30 in the afternoon, or 11:30 in the afternoon, 11:30 right before lunchtime,
uh-huh.
and would have like slept through two classes, but I wouldn't take a nap.
I mean, I can't even. Well, I am thinking too. I used to go to sleep at like 1 in the morning.
Oh,
not
yeah.
because I'd be partying or anything. I'd just be up late watching Nick at Night.
Nick at Night was the best.
And then I just, yeah, just wake up, you know, I guess normal people time, 10 a.m., mm-hmm. 11 a.m., like if I didn't have to do anything the next day. Or if, I used to be a nanny, so I didn't have to go into work till like 10:30.
Oh, yeah. I don't even set an alarm. Like in the mornings now, I don't set an alarm. My dogs get me up.
Well,
I know like, that, that wouldn't work for you because you get up when the darkness is outside.
Even this morning, like I set an alarm just in case I overslept, but I didn't have anything to do last night, so I went straight to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Because I party hard.
Freaking beauty rest is so nice, though. Going to bed early sometimes feels really damn good.
No, I went to bed around like 8:39 maybe, stayed up watching Family Guy, playing on my phone, and then woke up at like 7:30.
Nice.
I was just like, crap, I'm late. Nope. Or way early.
7:30, 8 o'clock is always kind of like when my internal alarm will go off. And same thing this morning. I had set an alarm, but I was up before my alarm. Mm-hmm. And but I went out last night, only had two beers.
I know. We were pretty good girls last night. What's going to happen tonight? We don't know.
Yeah, we can't speak of it.
We cannot. We don't know yet.
But it might get weird.
Yeah, it probably will get very weird. So we might have to leave a voicemail into the phone number.
Oh, yeah.
And you could hear about our crazy antics.
Yeah, and then one of you out there is going to have to donate your liver to me.
Yeah, maybe half for me.
Yeah, just a little chunk for me, a little chunk for Vicky.
All right, well, we're going to go start our Galentine's Day celebration, getting all prettied up, because, you know, we're girls. That's going to take forever.
Oh, yeah. Especially, look at this face right now. I mean, seriously, I need some work.
I just need to do some of the waxing.
I did my waxing yesterday. My brows and my lady stash.
Freaking wax. Why is it, like, so side note, I'm the kind of girl where I'm like, I hate the fact that we have to wax and we have to do this, but not in the sense of, like, society tells us we need to look this way. No, I just don't like having hair under my armpits or on my face. I just personally don't like it.
Yeah.
I just wish that my body didn't grow it.
Yeah.
See, I don't mean, I don't care what society thinks. If you want to grow your armpit hair out and you're
braid
a girl,
it, beat it, whatever.
Do whatever the hell you want. I personally don't like it. I personally don't think it looks flattering, but you go on ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to judge.
No judge.
Do your thing. But no, yeah, that's today's Valentine's Day. So hopefully you can take something away from what we have taught you. Either a love letter.
A drinking game.
Or what was the other thing we did?
Booze. Whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Get some whiskey.
For your lady.
Play some drinking games. Write her a love letter. Or just do one of the cool things we totally told you about on the list.
Oh,
you
know? 37 things.
Go sew up your socks.
Yep.
Or go sleep.
Check the belly button lint.
Yeah.
Ugh. God, that's gross.
Well, until next time, guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We love you. Bye.